AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House says it doesn't have plans for now to appeal a federal judge's ruling throwing out the government's transit mask mandate. Here's Jennifer King.
The Justice Department says it will not appeal a judge's ruling that ended the federal mask order for planes, trains, and transit hubs, unless the Center for Disease Control and Prevention determines the requirement is necessary. The CDC had extended the mask mandate until May 3rd, but the court ruling put that decision on hold. Justice Department spokesman Anthony Coley says officials still believe the mask order was a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given the agency to protect public health. During a visit to New Hampshire, President Biden spoke in favor of flexibility.
That's up to them.
But those traveling on Air Force One Tuesday were required to wear masks, with the White House citing CDC guidance. Jennifer King, Washington.
The family of Patrick Lioia in Grand Rapids, Michigan, has released an independent autopsy that shows the black man was shot in the back of the head by a police officer while face down on the ground. Dr. Werner Spitz did that autopsy.
The only injury on this body was a typical bullet wound of entrance.
The official autopsy on Lioia's killing has yet to be made public. It's in the files of the official state police investigation. Also in Michigan, Judge Cheryl Matthews denied a motion to reduce bond for James and Jennifer Crumbly, the jailed parents of a teenager charged in a shooting at Oxford High School that left four of his fellow students dead.
Upon a warrant being issued, law enforcement is not required to make an appointment with a defendant. It is the job of the police to ensure a swift, safe, and secure arrest, and this court believes that would have happened but for the defendant's actions. The defendant's actions were premeditated to conceal their whereabouts.
The parents are charged with involuntary manslaughter, failing to keep a gun secure at home, and failing to reasonably care for their son when he showed signs of mental distress. They've pleaded not guilty. This is AP News. Russia's offensive is taking aim at eastern Ukraine along a front hundreds of miles long. Mike Gracia has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
But Mariupol Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov voiced pessimism at that prospect.
They didn't allow this for 50 days. Why should they allow this now?
I'm Mike Rossio.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.